Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers to tell us about February for the Love of Art Month. And Kathleen, I understand this has been about 15 years that this has been going on?
Yes. About 15 years ago, it started small, the Art Forms group. We're very proud of everything that they're doing in the community. They started this as a Valentine's Day celebration for visual artists, and it's just grown and grown and grown, so that now it includes performing arts and all the studio tours, and it's all over town now, so it's great, and theater as well. So,
and how long have you been the executive director of the Doña Ana Arts Council?
I was named interim director in the fall of 2012 and then became a permanent director just about a year ago.
And you've been in the community for how long?
Oh, gosh, I've been in the community for about 27 years. And I've been associated with the Arts Council since 1998 in various capacities and staff. And also, I first started out actually as a board member in 1998.
Are you an artist yourself? Or how was it? What is your passion?
My passion really is arts and education. I got involved with the arts because of my children and wanting to see that they had lots of opportunities and that other children in the area had opportunities. And that's why I joined the board. And it was that year that we actually acquired the Rio Grande Theater and started the campaign to raise money to renovate it. So I've been involved for many, many, many years.
So a definite bridge to the community for the arts. And then the Rio Grande Theater reopened 2005.
That's right. We raised $3.3 million. And then we got, actually it was Ron Nims who was the prime architect on the project. And we partnered with the city so that we could receive money from the state. And we actually quit-claimed the building to the city so we could receive monies from the state.
Well, let's go back to what For the Love of Art Month is and how it affects Las Cruces and the area.
Well, it's a nice concentration. This is such an art-focused city. But for the month of February, everybody can take advantage of the various visual art, performing arts, literary arts that are offered in the city. And it's just a way of a lot of publicity so that people can know what's going on, particularly for newcomers. It's a great time to get involved.
And the very first thing that you're going to start off with, the Doña Ana Arts Council is helping?
Right. Well, the first thing that we're doing for the Love of Art Month, we are kicking off the month on February the 2nd. We're having a group from Branson, Missouri. They're called Cirque Montage. Some of the performers in the group used to be with the Cirque du Soleil out of Las Vegas. And so they're in a very, very accomplished group, very just kind of spellbinding music and acrobatics and that kind of thing.
And where will this be held?
This will be at the Rio Grande Theater at 3 o'clock on February the 2nd.
What else is going on for the Love of Art Month?
Well, the Doña Ana Arts Council, one of the things that we're trying to introduce the community to the artwork that is on permanent display at the District Federal Courthouse. And we're going to have two guided tours into the secured areas so that people can see what has been donated to the federal court building. And so in the guide for the For Love of Art, you call the federal courthouse, I believe it's 528-1400, to sign up for one of those guided tours. And it's a wonderful collection of New Mexico artists, and it's all donated art.
So these are people throughout New Mexico, mm-hmm. not just the southern part.
Right.
Now, at the Court Youth Center, you're doing something for the Court Youth Center?
Yes, and also during the For Love of Art Month, we are featuring the Court Youth Center artists in our El Paso Electric Gallery, and that will kick off with the Ramble celebration on the 7th of February, and then we'll have a reception there, and all month long, the students' artwork will be featured in the gallery.
What are some of the highlights of that? Have you seen the artwork?
No, but I understand that it's very vibrant. These are seniors that are part of this art exhibit. And if you've ever been over to Alma de Arte, they really encourage their students to think outside the box, draw outside the box. And so it's going to be a fabulous show. The other thing that we're offering during the For Love of Art Month is we're doing a special project with the Las Cruces Public Schools. We're bringing in a professional theater company from Pittsburgh, and they're going to be doing a show called Aladdin Hidden and Other Enchanting Tales, a full-blown theatrical production that is going to have music from Rimsky-Korsakov, and it's going to have these professional actors, and they're going to be doing basically mime. So, and it's included in that is going to be a study guide for the teachers to take back to their classrooms and talk about what they saw and how the children can do mime or do art that's related to the show that they just saw. So we're very proud of that. And that's part of our Kennedy Center Partners in Education program.
And again, it's going to be held where?
It's going to be at the Rio Grande Theater, and it's going to be for that day, it's for the public schools, and the children are signed up for that.
Can the general public attend as well?
No.
So it's just
no.
for the children?
It's for the children, and it's through the schools, yeah. Because part of, as I said earlier, my passion being arts and education, I really feel like a lot of the students here don't have opportunities to see theater, professional performances, and so we are partnering with the schools to make these available.
And what else can we expect for the Love of Art Month?
Well, we have our normal every other Tuesday programs. We're going to have on February the 4th a group called Salty Dogs, and then on February the 18th a group called Flat Black, and these are our every other Tuesday, which is a complimentary program from the Arts Council at the Rio Grande.
This is music.
Yes, it's a music program. It happens every other Tuesday, like the name implies, and the general public can attend, and even performers that want to take a shot at performing on stage can call us and get on the schedule.
How have you seen the art community change in the last 15 years?
Oh my goodness, in the 15 years. Well, of course, we opened the Rio Grande Theater, and that's changed some of the landscape downtown. But I think what I've seen is an explosion of visual art groups, and they're doing such a wonderful job. Like the art forms, they're creating tours, the Picacho Artists Association, and many, many groups that are exhibiting and inviting people into their studios to see these exhibits. That's one of the main things I've seen, and the quality of art just really rising. The other thing, of course, with the opening of the Performing Arts Center on the NMSU campus, there's an explosion of theater opportunities here. We're bringing in a lot more performing arts groups. And then, of course, there's the Black Box and the Las Cruces Community Theater, and then what's happening over at NMSU. So I just see a lot more being offered. And I think plugging into something is easy. You know, the hard part is deciding what to go to because there's so much going on.
Within For the Love of Art Month, you talked about tours. Are these the tours of the artists of the art galleries or
right.
the homes? Or?
Well, both, really, because some of the artists have their galleries in their homes. And that's what's outlined in the For the Love of Art program that the Art Forms has put together. Studio tours, which are going to be on February 15th and 16th, and then again on the 22nd and 23rd from 10 to 4. And so you can meet the artists right where they work and buy directly from them. And so if you can pick up one of these guides either at the Arts Council offices or at the Rio Grande Theater, you can find a map that shows all the different studios that are going to be open on those two weekends.
Well, specifically for February.
Right.
But throughout the year, what else does the Doniana Arts Council do?
Well, one of our main things that we offer is we offer two art fairs during the year. In March, we do the Las Cruces Arts Fair, March 14th through 16th at the Convention Center. And that's where we bring in fine artists from throughout the Southwest to come. This year we're going to have 85 artists, and it's just a great way to see fine art from all over the region. There's 2D painting, there's 3D sculpture, jewelry, woodworking, that kind of thing. So that's one of the things that we do. And then the other art fair that we offer is the memorable Renaissance Arts Fair, which is always the first weekend of November.
And how long has that been going
on? Oh, my goodness. I think last year was our 42nd year. So this year will be our 43rd year. And last year, we had hoped to have the new Magellan floating on the lake. And he was in parts still. He was still being designed. And he's going to be so much. He's going to be the bionic dragon now. We will have it November of 2014. He will be floating on the lake. But he's so much more high-tech than he's ever been. He's going to be, smoke comes out of his mouth, and he roars, he makes a sound, and his actual mouth opens now, where before it was, basically, rubberized material that Bob Diven put over a frame and made this thing 25 years ago, and now it's going to be high-tech. And the NMSU Capstone Project is part of redesigning Magellan. So it's very, very exciting.
Well, the Renaissance Fair brings in about how many people?
Well, depending on the year and the weather, we go anywhere from 12,000 to 20,000 people. And it's a wonderful fair. We've been doing it for so long. And in addition to the fine artists that come, we also have entertainers, and we have a children's realm and wonderful food. And the main thing that I like about the fair is that we also give other nonprofits the ability to do fundraising, so that anybody who wants to either get a food booth or to have a booth at the Children's Realm or on the main fairway can sign up, and they can either raise money or sell tickets to events or disseminate information about their organization. So I really feel like it's a win-win for the community. It's a way of letting other organizations reap the benefit of bringing so many people to the area.
What is the Zombie Walk?
Oh my goodness. The Zombie Walk started 3 years ago. It was the brainchild of our theater manager at the time, who's David Salcedo, and he had seen something similar happen in Phoenix, and he thought, well, Las Cruces, we should bring this to Las Cruces. So he started it, and it is just a fun downtown gathering where people are encouraged to dress up as zombies, and then they walk around the downtown streets. And led by someone from the Arts Council, usually. We lead them, and we always have security, and we have the police there making sure everybody's safe. But they kind of lurch down Main Street and around the block. And then afterwards, we gather where the St. Genevieve Memorial is, and we have a stage set up there where we have judging of the best, the most gruesome category, the best child zombie, the best couple zombie, that kind of thing. And we give out prizes, and then we usually have a band there to play music and we dance.
Now, is this for Halloween, or is it a different time of the year?
No, it's always the Saturday before Halloween. And it's just great fun. And it's just a way to really get people downtown and to dress up. I think it's street art. I just love it because everybody uses incredible imagination and gory face paint and yeah, it's quite fun though. All in good fun.
So someone coming in from out of town looking for something like that can come in then just before Halloween.
Right, and what's interesting is each year, just like this Art Forms project for the love of art, it's caught on, and the Zombie Walk has just grown and grown and grown. We started out with a couple hundred. Last year we had 500 actual participants in the Zombie Walk. So those were people that were in costume, 500 people. And then we had another 1,500 people just there observing and just kind of lining the streets and watching it. It was like a parade and just great fun. It was really fun. People cheering them on, you know, and of course the actual zombies were lurching around acting like they were the living dead, you know, and it was fun.
So another time then to dress up and is the Renaissance Fair. So then people like to dress up and have different characters that they portray. What else does the Doniana Arts Council do for the community?
Well, as I talked about earlier, bringing the arts and education programs and partnering with the schools, that's one of the things that we're most proud of. We're part of a group called the Kennedy Center Partners in Education, and we work off of a model that's actually from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., to bring artists and art forms into the classroom to actually help train teachers on how to use art in the core curriculum. And in addition to that, we also bring, as I talked about, the Aladdin program. We bring visiting performing groups to the community that then the students can attend. And of that partnership, we have the Alma de Arte is part of it, the Court Youth Center, the Museum of Art, and the Las Cruces Symphony, and then, of course, the Doña Ana Arts Council and the Las Cruces Public Schools. And we've been doing that since 1996. And we've brought in so many visiting artists, and we've put artists in the schools and to help to train some of the teachers so that they could use art in their classroom.
And partnered with other nonprofits as well?
Well, the ones that I've named. So The Kennedy Center has a very, I wouldn't say restricted, but it's a very good formula for what is working as a best practice. And what the idea is that with a partnership between an arts organization or several arts organizations in this case and the school system, it really is that bridge. It's a network and a bridge so that we can say what are our common goals and how can we help each other. So in, like for the Aladdin show that we're bringing, the Las Cruces Public Schools are going to be paying for buses, and that's very expensive. And they're also going to be communicating with the various schools to make sure the students that need to get there are there. And then we're paying for the artists to come and, of course, the facility to have it. So it's really a win-win. So that's one of the most important things we do. The other thing that we do is we offer summer programming. A program that we've been doing for many years and we're very proud of is called Career Art Path, which is geared toward middle school students. And it was started 20 years ago by an artist herself, a woman named Marion Woolley. And she believed that it was the middle school time when students could really see that they could have a creative career in the arts. And in this case, it's visual arts. And so we give a 2-week program that students learn not only some techniques on art, visual art, but they get to meet working artists, visit their studios, go to museums, and we also have guest speakers that come in and talk about what it means to be a landscape architect or a theater set designer. And all these artistic skills would actually be a career that they could pursue. So it's a very, very exciting program. And the other program we do in the summer is the Missoula Children's Theater, which is a 1-week intensive theater camp for students grades 1 through 12. And the Missoula team comes in and they have all the costumes and the sets, and the kids audition on Monday, and by Saturday they're putting on a play. It's a really fun, you know, summer project. So our arts and education program is something that we're really, really proud of. And then the other thing that we do is we offer fiscal agency services for emerging arts organizations. So, for example, Emily, if you wanted to start your own arts organization, but you were intimidated by the idea of applying for a 501c3 status so you could receive grants, you could use our tax ID and we can help you get started. And so we have 7 organizations right now that we're helping in that capacity. We do their bookkeeping and we also help them apply for grants if they want to use our ID, our tax ID to apply for grants.
Can you name some of them?
Yes, it's the Mesilla Valley Teen Singers, the Doña Ana Youth Choir, the literary, it's LOLA, L-O-L-A, literary organization for the arts. And another one is the writing group called Sin Fronteras. And so those groups that don't have the wherewithal or don't have the structure of an organization to actually have bookkeepers and file their taxes and all that, we can do that for them and we help them get started. And one of the programs that actually started as a fiscal agent of ours was the Children's Theater. And then they kind of grew, and we helped them apply for their own 501c3 status, and so now they're on their own.
So now we're looking forward to the start of For the Love of Art Month this weekend. It's tomorrow, Sunday, February the 2nd, at 3 o'clock with Cirque Montage. And that'll be at the Rio Grande Theater.
Right.
And there's the possibilities of getting involved with the Doña Ana Arts Council as well.
Oh, absolutely, Emily. If people that would like to volunteer for our organization, we welcome it. And we have opportunities at the various art fairs at the Rio Grande Theater or with one of the arts and education programs. We'd love to have people involved. And if people are interested, they can call our number, which is area code 575-523-6403, or visit our website, which is riograndetheater.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming and telling us about all the wonderful projects and looking forward to For the Love of Art Month. And that's brought to you by the Art Forums and Executive Director of the Doña Ana Arts Council, Kathleen Albers. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.